Big Hits 102.5, 1330, WBTM. We got a busy room this morning because we got a lot of folks that I want to introduce you to, and we're going to have a lot of fun because we're talking about a fun event. So before we get into the event itself, introductions are in order. And no offense, Drew, we got to go ladies first.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other
way. And it's a lady that you guys are very familiar with. If you have seen anything on social media or listened to me at all or at any point over the years, lived in this town for at least 5 or 10 minutes, you know who she is. Ann Moore Sparks.
Hey, Josh.
I don't know which title to go with, whether it's with off-season or whether it's the chamber. I mean, you're all over the place.
I'm a proud off-season board member.
There you go.
I'm going to wear that hat today.
That's the hat we're going with today.
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure on my end that I'm on the right spectrum here.
I appreciate you, man.
She is the city's best networker. It's just that it's that clear. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
He's got a point, Ann.
Silence says it all.
That's right.
But not to overshadow, we've got a Danville native who has gone out, cut his teeth, if you will, and is back to make a huge impact in our area. Drew Bailey, welcome and welcome back.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. You know, one of the first things I did when I got back to Danville after spending the past year in Arizona working at one of the largest sports complexes in the country was, how do I make an impact? And make an impact in Danville, make an impact in Pennsylvania County. My first phone call was my co-host over here, Ann, and you know, luckily I found an opportunity to help serve on the off-season board and then also accept a position with the Danville Hotel Collection to foster that growth as well.
Making big moves all of a sudden, and you know what? With the outfit, and we'll talk about the sports complex a little bit more, just kind of talking about how that's going to work potentially in our favor in this community in just a little bit. But we want to talk about a fundraising event that you guys are all going to be a part of, and it's called Smoked, a Sip, Feast, and Savor Experience. The flyer I've got in front of me is absolutely gorgeous. So many good things, not only for the community, but for my tummy as well, because it's going to be this is going to be a lot of fun. And Drew, I'm excited that I see your name on here as the keynote speaker for the evening. So tell me a little bit about what this is all about. What are we doing? What are we enjoying? And what are we enjoying all this for?
Yeah, so really we're there to support Off-Season's mission to, you know, help the local youth get access to mentorship and coaching throughout their program, but then to also, you know, help work with the feasibility study to bring the sports complex to the Danville, Pennsylvania County area. I think it's, you know, after spending a year in Arizona at the sports complex that was bringing in 2.5 million people a year, youth sports today are no longer just about wins and losses, right? They're one of the fastest growing drivers of tourism and small business in America. And for us to bring something to our area that could not only help foster youth sport, but to also be an extremely huge economic development driver, I think is key.
Well, I think any opportunity for networking and exposure and any option to put our region in the spotlight is hard to miss.
And what not a better opportunity than amazing food and an amazing venue. Having Ann Moore Sparks as our MC, it's going to be an incredible, incredible fun night.
I don't doubt that either.
So really, really, really looking forward to the event, upscale event where, you know, people can come out, support the mission, support the sports complex coming to the area. And I will say it's not just about a fun night. It's about an investment in the next generation of athletes and leaders right here in our region.
Well, and I want to mention something you said to me before we started this morning, talking about that level of opportunity and your rich sports history in our area. I mean, it's just something that you haven't always had access to.
No, I mean, growing up and playing sports, especially tennis, all through GW and at Radford, not having an indoor facility to practice and to train created a barrier for local athletes. We had to compete against schools and colleges that could practice year-round. And so this is an amazing opportunity to really show our regional athletes that we really care about their success. And we had the opportunity to sponsor an athlete last year. And what that means for them is somebody is buying into their success, right? And so I am very, very excited about this initiative, especially, you know, Delilah and Ryan, who are, and you went to high school
with
them.
Yes, absolutely. They were both athletes in high school.
They are rock stars. Delilah and Ryan are rock stars. And they are doing all of this while they are entrepreneurs.
Yes.
They own a small business. And
a delicious small business at that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Rise Pies and Cobblers. And they are going to be a part of the evening with their desserts. So I just have so much respect and admiration for Delilah and Ryan and what they're doing with youth development, the sports complex, and also growing their small business in Pennsylvania County.
Absolutely. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of this so folks get an idea and can go ahead and mark their calendars and make sure we're all in line here. It's going to be going down at the Home Place Vineyard, which is a beautiful venue.
Yes.
It's coming on Saturday, February 28th. It'll be from 6 until 8 in the evening, and you guys are going to have a lot of tasty treats to enjoy. Who wants to give us the rundown on that lineup? Because you're in my wheelhouse now when we're talking food.
Anne?
All right, I'm up. Smoked tastings by Busy Bee's Barbecue featuring slow smoked brisket, which is really hard to cook, by the way.
Yes, it is.
You haven't done that before.
Oh, yes, I have.
Chicken and pork crafted with patience, precision, and heart. You can tell Delilah wrote this.
Yes,
right?
I can. Without any doubt in my mind at all.
Curated wine pairings and open bar by Home Place Vineyard, including wine, beer, soft drinks, and VIP pours. And then savory sweets by Rise Pies and Cobblers featuring Virginia award-winning organic desserts curated exclusively for the evening. And then we have live jazz by TJ the Musician, setting a smooth, soulful atmosphere.
If that doesn't just immediately appeal to you and give you the warm and fuzzy feeling, I don't know what will, because I'm locked in on all of those things. And I'm not even a drinker, but I would be all about this event. I love this idea.
Have you ever had one of their desserts?
Yeah.
Oh, they're incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they?
They are incredible.
They are.
The gluten-free bourbon pecan pie is my favorite. And let me tell you.
The lemon blueberry cheesecake.
Oh.
I got some of that at the market recently. Ooh, my wife and I almost came to blows over that.
I bet.
That was a two-spoon share kind of thing.
But these are, you know, handcrafted, organic, 100-year-old recipes from Nellie Bell, the grandmother. And so it's just such an amazing story. And they are a previous Rev Up Award winner, which is our pitch competition, sort of like Shark Tank.
Yes.
And so they were awarded funding from Pennsylvania County to expand their offerings.
Well, not to mention, they also have won awards at the Virginia State Fair.
Oh, my God, tons of them.
Oh, I mean, and it's not just a one-off. They've done this multiple times. So in case you didn't already need enough motivation with that menu, to have that level of credibility to go with it is hard to beat. And so we talked about Ann being the MC for the evening's events. But, Drew, you're the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
And with your experience, and I realize you're raising money to help bring this facility here and getting those steps forward, but you bring a lot of experience that they'll be able to utilize no matter what as part of the board at offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the sports complex background, you know, prior to serving as director of operations out in Arizona at a 300-acre sports complex, I was the director of athletics operations at Averett University, right? So be able to combine those, that experience in intercollegiate sports and then also youth sport to help really drive what makes a successful complex, right? You know, everything from, you know, ingress, egress to tournaments, you always have to see it as a couple different businesses where you have one, you have your weekday business, right? That's really going to cater to our local communities and our local athletes, providing a space for them to become better athletes. But on the weekend, then you have the opportunity to host events, right? And that event-based market is huge, right? You can become a national tournament hub right here in our area, which not only drives hotel rooms, it drives, you know, spending at small businesses. It really could really make a big difference in the economy of Danville and Pennsylvania County.
And I think at the end of the day, that's what we all want, is opportunities to help this region continue to grow. So it's definitely one you want to be a part of. It's going to be a fun event. Again, Saturday, February 28th, Home Place Vineyards. I'll let our chamber champion talk pricing on this one because I know you've got all the insight on that.
I do. So it's $125 is general admission, right, Drew?
Yes.
All right. And then VIP, which gets you in early, you get to meet the chefs, and you get a welcome pour, is $175.
Okay.
And you can go on offseasonva.org to purchase your tickets. And I do have to say Home Place is a wonderful chamber member, and I love Mary Smith out there at the Home Place. They do such a great job. So I just want to give them a shout out as well.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we've got so many different venues here, and then Home Place right there in Chatham, right in the exact heart of where a lot of this could potentially be taking place.
Absolutely.
Down the road. So I can't think of a more fitting venue. So,
Josh, you know, I'll just have to say, if you care about our kids in the community, if you care about our economy, the future of Danville and Pennsylvania County, this is the kind of event that makes a difference. So really a call to action for please support the mission, please support the event. As this event becomes successful, it then leads to more success within the region.
Go, I can't follow that. You bring him in here and
I know.
I can't follow that. Why? What's wrong with
he
you?
He makes me sound good. Why do you think I brought him?
Jeez.
I just follow Ann wherever I can go.
Make a great duo.
Yes, absolutely. I am glad that you guys are here and bringing this to our attention, because this is going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, again, Saturday, February 28th, Home Place Vineyards in Chatham from 6 to 8 in the evening. As we mentioned, general admission tickets, $125, VIP experience, $175, and it is going to be well worth it no matter which one you're partaking in, because you're going to try some delicious food, have some delicious drinks, the sweets unparalleled, and the speakers, come on now. I don't think you can go wrong.
That's
so,
worth it alone, right,
yeah,
Drew?
Oh, yeah, worth the price of admission.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to follow Ann, though, so it's going to be a very difficult evening.
No.
But I'm up to task.
No, because I set the bar really low, so.
That's not true. Stop
yes,
it.
Yes, it is. But
stop
listen,
it.
I want to go back on this VIP experience. I'm looking at one of my notes from Delilah. Early entry, exclusive chef access, bonus pours, and take-home desserts from Rise Pies and Covers. You get to take them home.
Oh, you didn't say that before. That does.
It sounds like you're getting the VIP package now, Josh.
Yeah, it says right here, bonus pours and whole take-home dessert from Rise Pies.
Whole is a key word
here. Yes.
Whole is a key word here. Now, if you didn't already need reason enough to potentially go towards that VIP experience, if you have not tried Rise Pies and Cobblers, you will not be disappointed. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing event, a wonderful fundraiser to help off-season and youth programs across our region. The sports programs, always just a huge benefit. We see so many kids that get into sports and just try different things and different avenues. Opportunity is really the key word on this. It's just opportunities for growth for the region, opportunities for growth for the youth, opportunities to network and meet other people, which help bring all of these ideas together. To me, I'm all for it. I'm locked in.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's the whole athlete, right? It's the student. It's
the
athlete, and, you know, just providing opportunities, removing barriers for our young adults to excel.
I've always heard, take away the excuses, and this is a way to do one of those things.
Yeah, so. I mean, it really does. This is an incredible mission that does support the holistic student athlete in our area, and I can't be more honored to be a part of the board.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Smoked, a sip, feast, and savor experience, Saturday, February 28th, Home Place Vineyards. Drew Bailey and Moore Sparks, thank you both so much for taking some time with me this morning. I know it's early, but we make the most of it.
Thank you, Josh. Well, appreciate you having us in, and we look forward to seeing you on the 28th for a fun night of food, wine, live jazz, all supporting a powerful mission.
Drew and I just want to reach out and tell Alex we're thinking about him. I know he's on the mend and doing very, very well. I can't wait till he's been cleared of all of his stuff. So I'm taking out on the pickleball court and just clean him up real good.
Oh, the gauntlet has been laid, and I fully am prepared to sit and watch as a witness.
11-0. There you go. If he can even play three games.
You're not competitive, are you, Ann?
Very.